the three Democrats all do roughly the same. Governor Walker's support barely changes. And yet, at the same time, a lot of folks have not heard much about any of the Democratic candidates. That maybe is not so surprising when we think of the last 2 years, the controversy over Act 10, the recall election, and how that focused voters on forming an opinion of Governor Walker. So what we're seeing right now is the reflection of partisanship on the one hand and strongly held views, both pro and con, about the governor, rather than the individual characteristics and strengths and weaknesses of the candidates as separate individuals.
When it comes to Governor Walker's job performance, a lot of what voters have to say probably hinges on the economy. The economy has been a central issue during his term so far, and also he has repeatedly pledged to help the private sector create tens of thousands of jobs. What did the survey find in terms of the views on the economy and where the state is headed?
Well, on jobs particularly, we've been asking for several months if voters think the state is creating jobs faster than other states, about the same, or whether we're lagging behind. In this October poll, 14% say faster, 37% the same, but 41% say we're lagging behind. However, in July, it was 48% that thought we were lagging behind, and a smaller 8% who thought we were adding jobs faster. So there has been a shift of 6 or 7 points seeing the state doing a little bit better. This comes in a period in which there was a substantial advertising campaign touting the governor's job record. It may be that that campaign had some effects. It could also be that the jobs picture has picked up some over the summer, though in part because of the federal government shutdown, we're still waiting for the latest data on that.
Well, on the topic of jobs have been a central issue in the casino debate, something else that you asked voters about.
That's right. And the voters are pretty evenly divided on whether to build a casino in Kenosha. 41% support the casino, but 38% oppose it. And 1 in 5, 19%, say they haven't thought about it and don't have an opinion.
A couple of the questions asked respondents about items that certainly have political aspects, but also can be considered social issues, such as gay marriage and whether marijuana use should be legalized. Is it possible to look at the responses and make a generalization about whether the state seems to be moving in a more liberal or a more conservative direction?
This survey, for the first time in our polling, shows a majority, 53%, in favor of same-sex marriage in the state. 1 year ago, in October 2012, only 44% of our sample said that. Opinion about same-sex marriage is something nationally and now here in the state that's undergoing some very rapid transitions. Support for legalizing marijuana is another area that has moved from a majority opposed to a majority in favor, though in this case, more narrowly, 50% say they would like to see marijuana made legal, 45% disagree and would not legalize it. So across these issues, at least, opinion is leaning a little more in the liberal direction rather than the conservative direction. On the other hand, when we asked about tax cuts that were enacted, tax cuts remain quite popular, as did the expansion of vouchers to private school students across the state.